It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just from a visual standpoint, the water quality of the area is remarkably clean. Like, I haven't seen any oil slicks or trash in the water since I got here. Granted, we're only two sites down, so there could just be a more popular spot, but I'm starting to have high hopes for the wildlife. Ah! Worn the wetsuit. Jesus, it's cold for September. Okay, where did I put my... Shit. I had them. I put them in the protective case, and I'm pretty sure they didn't fall out. Oh, shit, there we are. Alright. Subsite 1 is a few yards from the picnic area. Water appears clear. Pretty dense with wildlife or recreation area. Looks like it gets used. Note to self, go back and review earlier audio. Were the frogs this loud a minute ago? Is this a breeding ground? That makes no sense. All their eggs would get stomped. Hey, what species are you? Yeah, bullfrog. What's got you all so excited? It's not mating season yet. Hey, come here. Hey, bud. You guys are awful chatty today. Note, look into possible factors that could be disrupting the frog's mating patterns. Are pesticides commonly used around here? They're technically an invasive species, so maybe they were released into the area. What the hell is that? Is that a siren? Why would they have one that loud for just a... tornado. That's a tornado siren. Fuck. Do we even get tornadoes in Oregon? Jesus, thank you. Finally! Oh, there goes the leather. Again. Sorry, babe. Come on, princess, come on. Yes! Dr. Ed Tucker speaking, can I help you?
Dr. Tucker, listen to
me. Who is this?
Me.
That's not very...
Oh,
hey, Lucy. Listen, this isn't really a fantastic time right now. Can I call you back later? I'll get milk, I promise, but we've kind of got a bit of a situation here.
I am aware of the situation.
It's not a... What? Lucy, look, I know what a twister siren sounds like, okay? That's... Oh, boy.
Just hurry.
No, no, wait. What were you going to say that pains you deeply?
Edison.
All right. I'm on my way.
Good.
Oh, I was looking forward to dry pants.
Lucy, you weren't kidding? You went outside?
Oh, I regret all of this. Are you soaking wet?
Look, it's a long story.
You fell in the river, didn't you?
Okay, maybe not that long. Hang on, why aren't the frogs all over here, too?
Two?
Yeah, there were a ton of them where I was getting samples. What's going on?
Oh, God, it's worse than I imagined.
What is?
I was just out to get printer ink when it happened. They came out of nowhere. One moment I was about to enter the shop, and the next I was nearly knocked over by a sudden plague of frogs.
Seems a bit dramatic.
Oh, you look for yourself and tell me I'm exaggerating. That used to be a mailbox.
Go on.
There's nothing else to tell. They just appeared and started running amok.
Okay, yeah, I'd say that's a situation. Wait a second. Ammonia? It smells like it's been frozen. That makes no sense. These guys are live. Unless...
What?
If I didn't know any better, I'd say these frogs were preserved. For, like, dissections or something.
Ah, biology.
I'm going to ignore that for the moment. Is there anywhere around here that would have preserved frogs?
Yes, the supply depot just down the street. Though it won't be very easy to get to, what with the...
Okay. Field trip it is. Down that way where all the trucks are parked?
Yes. Follow me.
Wait, you're coming with me?
I want to get this dealt with. And you'd surely get lost. Now come along.
Fine. I can agree with the first bit. It's fucking freezing out here.
You're wet, I'd imagine. Oh, for heaven's sake. Here.
What the hell is this?
You look like a wet dog. And smell like one, too. This'll at least fix one problem.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, sorry, I'm a bit busy. Ugh, no, get off of there!
Look, we'll be out of your hair in a second, I promise. I just want to know if you got any shipments of preserved frogs recently? For, like, the high school, maybe? Like, the kind you can dissect.
You guys too? Look, we did, but they were all dead, okay? I swear, not a single one of them was twitching a leg. They were frozen solid, man.
Hey, I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to figure out what might have happened.
They were dead, I swear!
Okay, that's fine. Thanks. Oh, Lucy, you've got,
Shoot! What is this, the second plague?
What?
Second plague. Of Egypt? The infestation of frogs.
No, I know that. I was just surprised that you knew. I thought you didn't care about religion.
Just because I don't think it's worth getting a doctorate in doesn't mean I don't know anything about it, Dr. Tucker. Especially seeing as I've been celebrating those plagues since I was a child.
All right, no need to snap. Well, following that line of thinking then, maybe we solve it the way it happens in the story.
Are you insane?
No, debatedly, but work with me here.
Absolutely not. We cannot just take what happens in a completely unrelated incident, the only ties between the two being an abundance of frogs, and go around painting blood on people's doorways.
Lamb's blood, specifically. But yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot. Slaughter a lamb, paint a bit of its blood on the doors of all the places the frogs have been in, and hope that drives them away. What, you got a better idea, Sherlock?
No, I was just... Never mind. It's as doable a plan as any, I suppose. Surprising as that is.
What? Oh, shut up. I have plenty of good plans. Let's get a lamb.
You sure you don't want me to do it?
Yeah, nope, I'm fine. I'm not, like, squeamish about blood, really. Anyway, thanks for getting us the lamb on such short notice.
No problem. Hey, aren't you that lady that came in a few days ago with all the Bigfoot hunt gear?
Why do people always assume it's Bigfoot? And no! Hey, Lucy, can you get the back of the...
Already done.
Oh, thanks. Is there a place nearby we can slice it?
Good Christ, Edison.
What? I'm not gonna break its neck. I'm not that strong.
News to me.
What?
Nothing. You're vulgar.
And you are soft. It's practically painless if you do it right, dude. Like a clearing or anything far enough away that animals won't be a problem?
There's a fork in the road about 5 minutes from here, down that way. Take it, go straight 20, and you'll get to the campground no one uses anymore. That'll do.
Why doesn't anyone use it?
They don't.
Okay. Yep, that'll do. Come on, Lucy. You can stay in the truck and cover your ears.
There's noise?
Actually, I changed my mind. This is gonna be funny. You cool if I play some music?
I shudder at the thought of what you call music, but I can hardly stop you. This is your car, after all.
Hey, my music taste is pretty good. You're just a snob. You're probably like, opera. You're probably like opera or some other pretentious shit.
I'm not terribly fond of opera.
Wait, really? I totally thought you were an opera sort of person. What do you like, then?
Nothing you'd have any of.
What do you mean? Come on, you've got to have something you like.
Just drive. I want to get this over with as quickly as possible. I don't particularly enjoy having to sit in such a confined area with you. And the odor.
I do not smell like a fucking wet dog, you... Okay, well, I'm the driver, so I choose the music. We're listening to mediocre men yell on the guitar.
I hardly think that's necessary.
My car, my rules. Capiche?
Fine. Mind the alert strips. You missed them on the way here.
Alert strip? You mean the rumble lines? What are you, an Anglophile?
Mind them.
Oh boy, my first discovery. Paxi driving from the passenger side. Wait till I write home.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, bring me over one of the knives.
Which one? The long one? The short one? You brought the entire block of knives out here, lest you forget, Dr. Tucker. You could have just brought the one, like I had suggested. Really, I don't know why you brought all of these.
I don't care, whichever one you think is the sharpest. I don't want her to suffer.
All right then, this one should do it.
Hey, sorry, bud. At least you're not getting sent to some meat plant.
Did you come here of your own free will? Do you hold the end of your own lifeline? Or are you merely pulled along on strings you refuse to see? It is not your time yet.
Okay. So, Monster and Gia don't get along, I guess. We good? Okay. Close your eyes and plug your ears.
How am I supposed to know when you're done, then? Are you going to yell? Dr. Tucker, I don't want to uncover anything and have to hear dying lambs screaming out in its last moments for...
Okay, all clear.
Ah! Good Lord.
What? I didn't stab myself with the knife, did I? I don't see any...
That's a lot of blood.
What? Oh, right, you're probably not used to seeing this up close, huh? Or, well, not close. At all, apparently.
Not really, no.
Well, congrats on not passing out. There's no fainting couch out here. Now, come on out and pass me the bucket, will you? I need to get as much of the blood in there as I can. A ton of it's already all over the ground. Thanks. You think that's good? Enough blood, I mean. Do we just do a quick dab of it onto the buildings the frogs got into, or...
I have no idea. I do not want to think about it particularly deeply. For all we know, this will fail horribly. It is your plan, after all.
Well, have you got a better one?
No.
Exactly. Also, stop closing your eyes, dude. You're standing right in it.
What? Ah!
You know, I'm starting to think that maybe all this bloodshed wasn't necessary. We put way more on the first few houses than the last few ones, and the frogs are leaving just as quickly.
Oh, how reassuring. And I was just beginning to come to terms with the horrific sights I've witnessed today.
City slicker.
And it's not a battle, Dr. Tucker. There's no need for the dramatic phrasing. You merely slaughtered a lamb.
Pot, kettle, and bloodshed sounds cooler.
Bloodshed sounds ridiculous. Let me get some more, will you?
Here. You get this one and the next one over, and I'll go get the two across the street. I want to get done and give the all clear to clean these before dark.
Why?
Why do you think we killed the thing so far away? We're in the middle of the woods, Lucy. Blood plus animal dinner time equals one bad night.
Ah. All right, then. Let's hurry it up.
There we go. One down, one to go. Don't give me that look. I'm just trying to make life easier for everyone.
Talking to the frogs, Dr. Tucker.
Fuck! Where did you come from?
I walked from the other side of the road. Are you all right?
Well, yeah, obviously. Just don't sneak up on me like that, okay? I swear, it's like you don't weigh anything.
Or perhaps you're just not accustomed to the sound of anything other than combat boots.
Whatever. Forget it.
I... That's the last of them, I think. We can give an all clear.
Thank God. I don't know what's chafing more, the water or the blood on these things.
Oh, goody. The aromas are diversifying.
Wait. Did you hear that?
What?
Dude, I'm not fucking around. Did you hear anything just now?
No. What are you on about? Oh, God, what is that?
What? What? Wait a second. It's just a lizard, dude. Did you think it was another frog?
Well, I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah. There we go, little buddy. You want to come here? We don't want you to get killed because someone stepped on you.
I wouldn't step on him.
Just to be safe. Hey there, you. You want to hang with me for a bit? But those frogs were a bunch of assholes. Yeah. I'm naming him... William Shakespeare.
Naming... William Shakespeare?
Yeah. After the playwright? Wrote Romeo and Juliet? A Midsummer Night's Dream? Tell me you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know who William Shakespeare is. Thank you very much. I'm British, for heaven's sake.
See, if he were a snake, I'd name him William Snakespeare. But the original works for now.
Oh, lovely. Another plague.
I'll put together a terrarium for him in my room so he doesn't get into your study or anything. You're gonna love good old Will before you know it. Reptiles have a way of growing on people.
Doubt that. Wait, you're going to keep him?
Obviously. He and I have a bond forged by life or death. Keep up.
Oh, there you go again.
What?
Being ridiculously dramatic. What are you, 12?
That's rich, coming from you.
And what's that meant to mean?
You try and act all above everyone and shit, but the instant anything goes wrong, you're just as freaked out as the rest of us. You just refuse to admit it. And dramatic, ha! Let's remember which one of us called an infestation of frogs worse than a fucking twister.
It is.
Frogs? Fucking frogs? In what world are frogs worse than a tornado? I swear, we just got a plague and you're trying to be the weirdest thing in this town.
I...
Nothing to say, huh? Not willing to admit that I'm right?
Hurry up.
What?
You heard me. It's late, and I'm in pain, and I have work to get back to. Hurry up, and then drive, Dr. Tucker.
What the hell is her problem? Was it something I said?
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is produced by Newton Shottlecutty. This episode was written by Charleston Aris. The voice of Thomas Lincoln was John Hardcastle. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker, Sean, and the Lamb was Newton Shottlecutty. Script edits were done by Lucy Brown, with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nagati Studio, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in The Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.